Oasis Audio presents God Speaks Your Love Language by Gary Chapman. Read for you by Chris Fabry. Dedication. To my sister, Sandra Lane Benfield, who loved God as intensely as anyone I have ever known and expressed it by serving others. Though younger than I, she beat me to the finish line. I pray that my love will be as transparent as hers. Introduction. The Divine Lover. Do you believe that God loves you? You, personally? We hear it all the time. God loves you. God is love. Some of us readily embrace that truth. Others struggle with the idea. I think of Rachel, my first counseling appointment of the day, and I felt like crying when I heard her story. Her father had committed suicide when she was 13. Her brother was killed in Afghanistan. 6 months previously, her husband had left her for another woman. She and her two small children were living with her mother. I felt like crying. But Rachel wasn't crying. In fact, she was vibrant, almost radiant. Assuming she was in denial of her grief, I said, "You must feel very rejected by your husband." I did at first, but I've come to realize that my husband is not running from me. He is running from himself. He is a very unhappy man. I think he believed that our marriage would make him happy, but you and I both know that only God can make a person truly happy. I wondered if Rachel was trying to spiritualize her pain, so I said, "You have been through a lot in your life, your father's death, your brother's death, your husband's departure. How can you be so strong in your faith?" "For one reason," she said, "I know that God loves me, so no matter what, He is always there for me." "How can you be so sure?" I asked. "It's a personal thing. Every morning I give the day to God and ask Him to lead me. I read a chapter in the Bible and listen to what He says to me. God and I are very close. That's the only way I can make it." Later the same day, I had an appointment with Regina. Her parents had divorced when she was 10 years old. She saw her father only twice after the divorce. Once at her high school graduation, and again at her younger sister's funeral. Her sister had been killed in an auto accident at the age of 21. Regina had been married and divorced 3 times. The longest of her marriages had lasted 2.5 years. She was in my office because she was contemplating a 4th marriage. Her mother had asked that she talk with me before she married again. "I don't know if I should do this or not," Regina said. "I don't want to grow old alone, but I don't have a very good track record with marriage. I feel like a loser. My mother keeps telling me that God loves me and has a plan for my life. Right now, I don't feel God's love, and I think I must have missed the plan. I'm not even sure there is a God." 2 women, each having experienced enough pain for a lifetime. One feels deeply loved by God. The other feels empty. Why do some people claim to experience God's love very deeply, while others feel so distant from God that they are unsure He even exists? Of course, many of us fall somewhere between Rachel and Regina. Sometimes the love of God seems very real and very near to us. Other days, God's love feels like empty words, not a living, treasured truth. And still others among us see God as a stern and distant father who delights in punishing his children. Why do some of us struggle to feel God's love? I believe that the answer lies in the nature of love itself. Love is not a solo experience. Love requires both a lover and a responder. If God is the divine lover, why do not all His creatures feel His love? Perhaps it's because some are looking in the wrong direction. So many things influence our response to God.